is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us building our businesses from home, you know, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And you know that every once in a while, I run across a great guy that I really want to share on Word of Mom Radio. And Mike Boccia is one of these people. We actually met at a conference about 4 months ago, and he's just got a great message for everyone. So we're going to bring him into the business spotlight. Let me give you a little background. Mike Boccia has been in sales and marketing for over 25 years. He's been called a serial entrepreneur since starting his first business, a landscaping business at 15. He started a limo company while he was attending Hofstra University, a nightclub at 21, a restaurant in 23, and the list goes on. And Mike has really honed his sales skills as a licensed advisor with Transamerica Financial Advisors, where he had hundreds of clients in several states without ever having a customer complaint. The other reps, they saw Mike's success and started asking for help. And of course, he was happy to oblige. And eventually, he began opening a successful financial offices and training advisors to work in them. And so after seeing the rapid growth, Transamerica soon had Mike speaking at conferences, flying to other offices to train, and attending high-level meetings to discuss the future of the firm. Mike eventually decided to leave the financial industry and ventured into the technology space, where he founded iDecide Interactive. Mike's now an author, a speaker, a coach, a CEO, and most importantly, the father of two beautiful daughters. So with all that being said, amazing to hear all the things that you did, isn't it, Mike? Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you so much. Honored to be here. Yeah, hearing all these make me feel older than I am, but
but it's amazing. You know, sometimes when you get to hear back the things you did, it's like, wow, yeah. And having grown up, my parents owned a nightclub and a restaurant. So just totally understand and that entrepreneurial spirit that some of us have. So I would love for you to just take us on your journey that started at 15 doing landscaping. It's a great story.
Yeah, you know, I think it was the history, I guess the story of any entrepreneur is different, but mine was primarily for freedom. You know, I wanted the freedom. And the first business was basically in high school. And I said, you know, I just want to go to the beach with my friends every day in the summer, but I need money, right? So how can I do that? And I don't want a job where I'm going to miss the beach. So I said, well, if I can go to the beach till like 3 or 4 and then come home and cut some lawns, and then I just made sure I did it really well, you know, and then other people would stop me while I was doing it and say, hey, you know, can you do mine too? You do mine. It grew and grew. And, you know, it's funny how, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, right? So I just did it because I wanted freedom. And then when I was in college, they had just started to crack down on DUI in New York. And, you know, friends were getting in trouble and rightfully so, they should be cracking down. So I said to a roommate of mine, I said, you know, let's start a limousine company. That way nobody gets in trouble. Nobody gets hurt. You know, we'll make it really cheap so college kids can take limos when they go out and they can have fun, but they can do it safely. And then we get to use the limo when it's not rented. So it was like, again, a win-win. I just wanted businesses that I could have fun with and provide me the freedom and, of course, provide a good service. So, and then, yeah, a friend of mine said he wanted to open a nightclub. And so we did that. And then that grew into a restaurant. Yeah, so it's just been, it's been an adventure, but, you know, I guess for me, it was mostly that I wanted the freedom. It's been a blast. You know, it's not easy, as everyone watching your show knows, right? I mean, it's freaking hard. Bankrupt twice. made millions, lost millions, made a lot of great friends and contacts, lost a lot of great friends and contacts. But no, it's something I wouldn't trade for the world. Not ever. I love it.
You know, it's amazing when you make millions, how many friends you have.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When you lose the millions, you realize who your friends really are.
Yeah.
And you know what? Sometimes it's worth it to winnow out, because those people that are with you through thick and thin, those are the ones that really matter. Everybody else is going to grab on when good things are happening. When bad things start, boy, it's like all of a sudden you've put on that bug spray or something where people are just moving away in droves.
Someone told me success is relative. The more success you have, the more relatives you have.
There you go. It's just like winning the lottery. All of a sudden, people you never knew you were related to come flying out. So with everything that you did and working with Transamerica and, you know, I mean, in that financial advisory world, it is such a different world. It's just a different vernacular. It's a different attitude. What made you decide to leave there, go into the technology space and start I Decide and share with people what that is? Because it is really so interesting.
Yeah. And again, to me, it's mother, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. We ran a seminar selling system. So I did seminar after seminar. You know, at one point, a friend of mine and I sat down and did the math. Over the 18 years I was with them, we calculated that I did over 25,000 presentations. So we would do seminars in hotels, offices, people's homes, conference rooms, one-on-ones in coffee shops. And I just telling the same story again and again and again. But for me, again, necessity is the mother of invention, right? So for me, I said, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. Things really changed for me when I got good at it. So I really think the presentation that you do, the sales presentation, because I've seen a lot of companies have great products, great services that they're marketing, and they just don't have an effective way to share that story with the public. And then the company fails or the person fails. And that happened to me in Transamerica when I first started. We had great products because we weren't in that world. You could be captive, which means you can only sell Transamerica products. We weren't captive. So I could offer any company in the industry. So I knew we had great products and services. I knew that we had a great business model because it was a lot like a franchise, but you didn't have a franchise fee. It was an incredible model. So here I am bankrupt. And I said, what the heck? How could this be? And the problem was because I could not do an effective presentation. So I went all around the country. I flew to different places in the country, watched other people speak. I watched videos. I studied the sales psychology presentations, Simon Sinek and all the different presentation gurus out there. And I got really good at doing it. And when I did, things changed like drastically overnight. Once I got good at presenting that story in an effective way, everything changed because I already had the good product. And a lot of your listeners probably have great products, great services. But typically entrepreneurs are not great salespeople, right? Or not great presenters. I've worked with a lot of authors, great at writing books, don't know how to sell a book, don't know how to tell people. They don't like public speaking, right? And I'm sure everybody watching this knows public speaking is the number one fear people have. They would literally rather die than speak in public. So, literally, it's the number one fear. So it's important to get good at doing that presentation, obviously. So then I was doing them over and over and over again. And I did, like I said, 25,000 of them. And I said, I can't do this anymore. I just can't keep doing it. So I pulled over on the side of the road on my way to do yet another one. I was on Pennsylvania Turnpike on my way to do another seminar. And I called a friend of mine who was a programmer. And I said, listen, we need to automate this whole process. How can I automate it so I can just send someone the presentation and then let them choose what they want to see? Because again, in every business, there are aspects of the business that people will want to learn about and other people don't care about, right? So, you know, maybe it's how your product was made. Maybe it's how, what the benefits are. Maybe it's the price, whatever it is. But when you tell everybody everything, which is, again, something we tend to do because we love everything about our product. It's like our baby, right? It's like someone telling you about their baby. Oh, you should see what he did. And you're like, I don't care. I don't care that he did this and goo goo gaga. And he did. Oh, it was so cute when he chased the dog. Okay. But, you know, we feel that way about our business too. We think everything about it is awesome. So we tell everything about it. And people don't care about everything. They care about certain aspects. So I said to my programmer friend, I said, I want to create something that lets them choose what they see. So I'm not force feeding them anything. And I want them to be able to click, kind of like a choose your own journey thing. And, you know, I said in my presentation studies, I found that if you put the name of that person in the presentation, it increases engagement threefold. So can we get their name in there? And, you know, I want to be able to know when people watch it, what they liked and what they didn't like and what they watched. So that was, I created, I Decide. That was a long answer to your short question, Dory, I'm sorry. But I created, I Decide to use in the financial services space for my business. And then a friend of mine saw it and he said, you know, I want to use it for my business. And I said, okay. So I created a presentation for him. And then people saw his presentation and we started to get calls from other companies and say, I'm not interested in that product that I saw that so-and-so did, but that seems like it would be great to promote my company. And eventually it just started to grow and grow. And now we're in 89 countries and 17 languages. And, so yeah, we have some of the biggest clients in the world. Mary Kay uses us, just a bunch of big names. I don't want to name drop or anything, but so that's how it started. It just came out of necessity for me to use for myself. And I said, you know, I can help a lot more people doing this than I did in the financial services world. So I made the transition over and now it's been 7 years and things are going well, thank God, knock wood.
I think it's a great story. I liked your long answer to a short question because we talk about it on our show a lot. Women start with why. We see something lacking. Whereas men are taught, you know, you go to work, you do this, you do that. So I like that you created a why for yourself that you knew you just couldn't keep doing it this way. There had to be a way that your why could still be out there doing what you had to do and being able to morph it. That's why technology is so great, to be able to take something and it started here and wait a minute, it can be this, it can be that, you know, it, and that's the entrepreneurial spirit, I think.
Yeah. And also for helping other people, the big challenge for me in Transamerica was once I learned how to do the presentation effectively, I was doing very well. But it wasn't duplicatable. So my reps that I was training were still struggling with the presentation. And that's a hard skill. Like I said, for some people, either they don't want to learn it because they're afraid of it, or it's hard for them to learn it. So this, I said, you know, they're not going to be truly independent until they can do it themselves and run their business without me. And I love the fact that I Decide lets anybody do a perfect presentation every time. You know, it doesn't matter if you're an introvert and you don't like to talk to people, click and send. And now you have a perfect presentation going out there and representing your company the right way or your product in the right way every single time. And you can look at the data because that's important too, right? To look at the numbers. I find that a lot too. People, salespeople, business owners, they do a lot of things based on their gut feeling, which is good, but you know, it makes more sense to do it by the data, you know, and I find a lot of people don't even track the data. So I'll talk to people and they say, I'm struggling financially. We'll say, how many presentations did you do last week? I think I did 4 or 5. You shouldn't think you did 4 or 5. You should know I did 6 or I did 3. How long did they last? I don't know. What was the outcome? Well, you should know I did 6 presentations, 4 of them closed. The result of that was X amount of dollars in income. Now you look back at the 4 that closed, who were they presented to? What was their demographic? How long did it take you to present to it? Was it too long? Was it too short? How can it be improved? Then you make improvements based on that data, not on your gut feeling. And again, that's something a lot of people don't do. And I know because I didn't do it. So I know, I committed all these sins, so I'm guilty of them all. And that's how I know that they need to be improved upon.
Well, on that note, think of what Mike just said, because we're all guilty of a lot of those sins of not actually knowing our numbers. And it really is an important thing to know. So we're going to take a quick break, say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back here in just a moment on Word of Mom Radio. She is brave. She is bold. She is you. And we want to tell your story. Are you ready to share your journey with us on Word of Mom Radio? Go to wordofmomradio.com and register as a guest. We want to tell your story because when you win, we all win.
In 2017, Unsilenced Voices was formed to help survivors of domestic abuse and gender-based violence worldwide. The organization currently serves Sierra Leone, Rwanda, Ghana, and the USA. In 2022, Unsilenced Voices gifted over $33,000 to survivors in the USA. And in Sierra Leone, there are over 26 young girls who have been rescued from sex trafficking and domestic abuse and now going through vocational training school in order to better their lives. We need your help. Donations are critical in order for us to continue our work. We also need volunteers to help with research and development. Please visit unsilencedvoices.org for more information.
Don't let the name fool you. StadiumBags.com is not just for sports fans. Our clear bags make it easier for you to get into any venue that you go to. And in today's world where we are so concerned about germs, the materials that our bags are made with are strong enough to stand up to the solvents that you can use to clean your bag. So you know you come home safely. Check out StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Mike Boccia, who is the founder of I Decide. So in those presentations, I find it interesting because with Transamerica, you have a very limited audience, as far as I'm concerned, because you have to have finances for people to be able to advise you. It is not for the everyday person. It is for somebody who's got a portfolio and things like this. Whereas I Decide is something now, it might have started with bigger companies and things like that, but now it's giving small businesses the opportunity to really be able to think big when they're doing their presentations. Have you found, like, have you ever seen people really turn things around for themselves with what they're doing when they join and start using I Decide?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of companies. We get a lot of great feedback. Anytime someone cancels a subscription, we ask why. So we're always improving ourselves. But the overwhelming majority is positive feedback and positive results. And you're right. Now, when we started, the model was more geared towards big businesses with large sales teams. A couple of years ago, we released a version of the software where it's a do-it-yourself platform. So now you can start with a template or a drag-and-drop system and just create your own iDecide, or we'll build one for you. But so the scope of the demographic of the ideal customer for us has grown dramatically. Now it's everybody from, like I said, just an author who just wrote a book and doesn't know what to do, the mom and pop business owner with, you know, two sales reps or 10 sales reps, or it doesn't even matter. Anybody could use it. Now we're having nonprofits use us more, politicians in the campaign, the election season for their campaigns. Yeah, it's just growing like crazy, which is awesome. I love to see the different use cases people have. At the conference you and I attended, I was approached by a doctor who is, you know, trying to get his message out there and do more holistic medicine. And he said, but we do so many different things, it's hard for us to explain them all. But now, you know, the person can just watch the presentation and click on what they're interested in. Or you can make it so, you know, what are some of the symptoms you're feeling? Boom, boom, boom. Based on those answers, looks like these might be the right remedies for you. Go ahead and click to learn more about them. So, yeah, the uses are growing because people are getting creative. And now it's not only for sales anymore. So it's cool. Nonprofits, like I said, sports teams, little leagues, anyone looking to raise money for Little League, you know, is building an Eidecide. So it's very cool. And that's fun to see.
It has to be. And again, you know, as entrepreneurs, often we start going down one road and don't realize all of the different turns and things. And we have to be able to get out of our own way. Because so often people, no, I don't want it to go that way. I want it to go this way. You're cutting off your nose to spite your face. You know, this is, it becomes that rolling ball, and you want it to pick up speed and go places you never thought were going to happen.
Yeah. You know? That's fun. That's the fun part of being an entrepreneur, right? But it could be very stressful because some people think, okay, this is my game plan. This is my business plan, says this is what we're going to do. And I've already got, you know, investors maybe that told me, I told them this was the plan. And now if I veer off of that, it's going to mess things up. So it could be stressful for people to make those pivots. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have to pivot in business because everything's changed. Now with AI, I mean, if you don't pivot into AI, that's going to be a death blow to your business. So, I mean, you have to take the feedback of your customers and make those changes. So, but, you know, a lot of people think that's stressful. So it's perception. Perception is reality, right? So a lot of people do think it's stressful, but I think it's exciting, you know, to make those changes and the pivots.
What advice do you want to share with that entrepreneur that's out here listening to this show going, can I really do this? Or should I really do this? What do you want to say to them?
You know, I had this conversation with someone yesterday, maybe the day before, a good friend of mine. Every time I talk to her, I said, so what's going on? Tell me about what's going on in your life. And she said, well, I got this going on. And I just opened the store and I got these two Airbnb properties and I want an event. I have an event planning business and I got this. And I said, well, how's it going? She says, oh, I'm broke. I said, well, have you ever considered just picking one? Pick one. Because I think a lot of us have been taught this multiple stream of income stuff, and which is fine after you're successful with one to expand your horizons and add more streams of income. But it's so hard to build a business, a successful business, just one, that I don't see how you can dilute that focus and think you're going to be successful. So the mindset sometimes is, well, if I try five things, I've got a better chance of one of them taking off. And I don't think that's true at all. I think you have to laser focus into one and then put all of your energy, all your time, your focus into that. Once that is successful, then you can maybe add more if you want to. But if you look at all the successful people in the world, most of them have multiple streams of income, but most of them started with one and became successful with one. So that would be I see that more than anything else, to be honest with you, is most people don't have that laser focus. Pick one.
That is a great way for us to end this conversation, because picking that lane matters. It really does. So as we wrap up, Mike, what do you want to leave our audience with, and how may they reach out to you?
So I would like to make sure that you understand a couple of things, whether you purchase Eidecide or not. If you do, great, we'd love to help you. But even if you don't, no matter what sales presentation you're using now, I created an acronym called SPIDER. So take a look at your sales presentation now and make sure it's short. So S is for spider. The S in spider is for short. Make sure it's short. Our attention spans are shrinking every day in this TikTok world that we live in. Make sure it's short. The P stands for personalized. Use that person's name as often as you can in a presentation, because it releases the feel-good chemicals in your brain. I stands for interactive. Ask questions. Ask them what they'd like to learn about. Don't data dump on people. Say, hey, we could talk about this, 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 and this. Which one would you like to hear about? So make it interactive. D stands for data. We talked a little bit about that. So know your numbers. Know what's working, what's not working. E stands for edits. So go back and make changes to your presentation based on the data, not your gut feeling. What are the numbers saying? And then R stands for repeat, 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 find a way to automate it so you're not buried in presentations like I was doing 25,000 of them. So I don't care if you use iDecide or an Evergreen webinar system or whatever, make sure that presentation is being done around the clock without you. And for a more detailed explanation, my website is mikebocchia.com. So it's mikebocchia.com. And you can just enter your name and email address and we'll shoot you a quick report on those. Just more detailed information on that spider technique. So that's the best way to reach out to me is through mikebocchia.com.
All of Mike's links are going to be live on Word of Mom Radio. And I just find this fascinating because, again, as entrepreneurs, sometimes we have to get out of our own way, be confident in what we're doing and figure out how to share what we do as succinctly as possible. And it's the idea of, you know, it's that elevator pitch, crafting that pitch that make people say, tell me more. How do I find you? You know, how can I use this for my business? And so I love that you have kind of created this space because, again, that sales presentation is a huge part. Any kind of presentation is that part of making you grow. And it's learning how to get comfortable with yourself. When I coach people, I tell them, talk in the mirror, learn how to make eye contact with yourself where you're not uncomfortable. Because people have a hard time doing that. You look, you do your hair, but then that's it. And you really have to. You have to be comfortable with that eye-to-eye contact with people and using their name. Very often when we talk to people, we're not talking to listen. We're just talking to be able to talk. As opposed to taking those nuggets, I say it all the time, food for thought is slowly digested. So rather than just react, oh, that's not for me. You don't know until you try. You don't know that maybe this is the way to crystallize your vision to be able to then share it with other people. And you know, not for nothing, you're learning from somebody with iDesign. You're learning from somebody who's been in the industry of talking people into things for a very long time, you know? So I applaud what you're doing. And we didn't get a chance to mention your beautiful daughters. How old are your girls?
24 and 27.
So it's a trip, isn't it?
And then when I was four.
You know, it's so funny. I joke, Mike catches in my throat. Mine are actually 36, 34, and 31. And I haven't adjusted to the fact that I'm not 17. So I told my daughter, it's like, geez, you're so old. She's like, what? I said, hey, you're 31. I'm only 17 of myself. Forget it. I have yet to grow up. So I totally relate to how did this happen? When did they get older than me?
Great kids. They're great kids, thank God. And, you know, back to what advice would I have? The other thing, then they'll tell you, you know, what does dad always say? Never give up. So, you know, my license plate on my car is no quitting. They'll say, you know, I know dad, never give up. And it's true. Cause if I had given up when I had been bankrupt, I wouldn't have had what I have today. Right. So, I mean, just don't give up, just find another way, pivot and make it work. And that's something that they've been beaten to death with is never give up.
Well, I think that that's a great thing to hammer into your kid's head. So good for you. There you go. Never give up. So for all of you tuning in, Mike, thanks for being here. And I really appreciate you sharing your time with us. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters and the Sunday Drivers. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is
you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong, yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity, woman strong and true.
sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave. Reaching for dreams. Doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself. Unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.